98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel.
Tig has gone viral on TikTok at The Bull Tulsa. What is your new viral fame like, Tig?
Well, unless I make money, it feels about the same.
Okay, well, it might not have made money, but we have a photo booth at work they wanted us to stand in front of and take pictures individually for the company directory. Now, these are not to be shared outside of the company. This is just something for here inside the company. So this photo booth was just really hard to get a good picture of of yourself with. I went and took mine. I didn't like it. I took about 20 pictures, and I was like, oh, this is just impossible. Nothing you can do to get a good picture. So I said, Tig, I must record you when you go take your picture.
And I didn't want to do it because if you were telling me I was going to look awful, you know, nobody looks look awful on camera. But I'll let you anyway, and you put the video up.
And, of course, you did try to take several photos. They were awful.
Thanks, man.
You couldn't help it. Mm-hmm. Everybody's was that I talked to. You got about 3,000-4,000 views on this thing. And in honor of you going viral, we're kind of doing a little contest here. If you go to The Bull Tulsa on TikTok, follow The Bull Tulsa, watch this video, this TikTok, and then comment on it. But it's got to be a nice comment about Tig. I don't want you getting mean comments.
The reason you're looking out for me is because you went viral. And when I say viral, Daniel had like a million people or something. And for no reason, people are just like, oh, that guy's a fat guy.
They're like, oh, fat loser, alcoholic, stuff like that. And I'm like, well, what? So I want people to comment on this, but they must say nice things. And I've got a few of the nice comments here. I'm sure you've read them about 1,000 times.
Okay, go ahead. No, I haven't seen them yet.
Wesley Smith 591 says, Tulsa's best morning show. Brooke comments on the Tig TikTok on The Bull Tulsa. Ah, that's a beautiful smile. He tried. Mm. See, I guess people don't understand what compliments are because they're like, oh, how beautiful. He tried. Uh-oh. Crystal Wood 83 says, you have a handsome smile and a great laugh.
Hey, thanks.
McKenna says, I love listening to you guys with my mom.
This one lady I saw said I look better with age. Now, I don't know if that's a compliment or
said,
not.
It said, Tig is rocking that age.
I don't know about that one.
Like, you'd rather not mention age.
Yeah.
There it is. Yeah, Slow3V on TikTok says, Tig is rocking that age. Kendra Anderson, 183, says, looks handsome. Mm-hmm. McKenna also says, period. Don't know what that means.
I look like a sick bunny rabbit or something in that picture.
Buddy, it's just a, listen, it's the perfect storm of bad pictures, meaning the camera angle is bad, the background is too light.
Can we say
the front-facing camera is the light, except the ring light is too light?
Can we talk about the email we got yesterday from work or no?
They've put now the photo booth on hiatus. You worry as a result of your TikTok going viral.
Well, the deal was, like Daniel said, they put up a photo booth, and at our leisure, we're supposed to stop by this thing, take our picture for the company directory. And then yesterday, we got an email that said they're not doing it anymore. And I wonder if it's because, like, nobody could get, like, everybody had to take, like, 10 different photos to get the one they wanted, right? Mm-hmm. And even then, they weren't satisfied with it. But you can see this video right now. And win tickets to go to Canes.
Yeah, we got Corey Kent tickets in honor of Tig going viral. If you comment, it's got to be a nice comment. A compliment for Tig on The Bull Tulsa's TikTok of Tig taking his picture. And we will choose from all the comments. And somebody's going to win tickets to Corey Kent at Jake's at Canes Ballroom in June.
All right. The Bull Tulsa on TikTok. Check it out. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. Hey, welcome in, Daniel. Can we get a quick jackpot update for the Sound of Moolah, which we play again at 7:10 this morning?
At this very moment, the Sound of Moolah is at $1,450.
Golly.
I mean, it's
serious territory now.
It seems like it crept up pretty fast. We need to remember the record. What's the record for the most won at the Sound of Moolah? I know it was 3,000 something.
3,100, somewhere in there. We need to look it up, but it was a lot of money. I know that. So we play that at 7:10. Welcome into Did You See? Yesterday, we had Reagan Ledbetter down here, and Reagan Ledbetter, along with Craig Day from News on 6, went to Kosovo to visit not just American troops, but troops from Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And how they're proud to serve, but also it doesn't mean it's easy. This is from News on 6, Craig Day, Reagan Ledbetter.
Being 6,000 miles away from home, away from those you love, is hard. Sergeant Shiflett has a 3-year-old little boy back home, and his wife is expecting a baby this summer, another little boy.
Now, you have to watch your kids grow up on FaceTime, and you don't get to go to the doctor's appointments to see the ultrasound. So
this isn't Sergeant Galbraith's first deployment, but it doesn't get any easier.
It's still tough for my wife and my boys. They are constantly telling me how much they miss me.
Sergeant Stan Campiano is from Guthrie and says support from home, including cards, letters, and care packages, mean a lot.
It's really hard to put into words how much we miss everybody, and we have to remain strong. We have to remain resilient.
Captain Norvell also misses his family.
Missing some of the basketball games, the soccer games, the school events is definitely hard to miss those things.
Specialist Childers is an Oklahoma State student and is the youngest soldier we talked to.
I miss my family. I do miss them a lot. But while I've been here, I've made a whole new family.
This military family, so far away from home, is making a difference on the international stage.
This is one of two Blackhawks brought from Oklahoma here to Kosovo. This is one of the helicopters Oklahoma service members use to train NATO partners.
Although Kosovo officially declared its independence from Serbia in 2008, Serbia still doesn't recognize Kosovo as a sovereign nation. NATO has maintained a peacekeeping force in Kosovo for 20 years.
The Americans and the militaries of other NATO nations are housed at Camp Bondsteel in the southeastern part of the country.
Just to give you a little perspective, 1.6 million people live here. Compare that to about 4 million roughly in the state of Oklahoma. And Oklahoma is 16 and a half times the size of Kosovo.
Yeah, so what a, you got to think about those service members out there, and they have the same emotions that anybody would. They miss their families, and they're missing basketball games and all that kind of stuff. And it was super cool of Craig Day. And Reagan Ledbetter had said that he started getting messages from families, like, say hey to my boy while you're over there and that kind of stuff. So it's pretty cool. And you can see all that right now. Their trip to Kosovo to visit our Oklahoma troops at newson6.com.
Yeah, I think it's a 3-part series. I think the final part airs tonight, if I'm not mistaken. I know they had parts 1 and then 2. You can see those on newson6.com. And then the third, I believe, is tonight at 6 o'clock on newson6.
Yeah, so, but anyway, no matter, you can catch up at newson6.com. Also, I've never heard of this, in Broken Arrow, this couple says that they got a bird's nest there in their back porch, and there's two different species of birds sharing the nest.
Yeah.
How about that? I thought they would kick each other out, right?
Mm-hmm.
This from News on 6 as well.
We told our family that now we have a duplex.
Just outside their window live their two new residents, a robin and a dove, perched in their nests next to one another. Elvin says the two have shared the space above their ceiling fan for almost 3 weeks.
We never heard of anything like that or seen anything like that. And the fact that they just get along, that started out, it was kind of shaky, but they grew to bond with each other, and it seems like that they complement each other and try to get along. Just help.
I wonder, like, if when they have those eggs and they hatch, will one bird bring worms for the other family too? Because you got a dove and a robin.
Did it say there were eggs in there?
No, but I think that's why they're doing this, right?
Can a dove and a robin have an egg together?
No, I don't think they're married. I think they're both like moms that are hanging out.
Oh.
Like, you know, it takes a village, right? That's a cool story out of Broken Arrow.
Yeah, I like that. That's nice.
Also, Daniel, tonight, the Drillers. We'll have Friday night fireworks tonight. So if you go to the game, you get to see some fireworks after the game. And I saw the GM of the Drillers talking about the fireworks and how they used to just choose like an empty parking lot to shoot the fireworks from that were near the stadium. But now downtown's developing so much that they're having a hard time. So they're having to move like the fireworks into the stadium kind of. So they're going to move everybody who's on the lawn away from the lawn. From here on out,
because
the fireworks would be so close.
Did you have you ever been somewhere where they shoot fireworks and you forgot or didn't know they were shooting fireworks? In other words, you're just sitting there having dinner. You hear several explosions. It's a little bit of a heart attack.
So be aware of that. If you're anywhere downtown, there are fireworks tonight.
Did you see this? An owner of a bakery in Kansas is asking customers to eat their cookies carefully after she lost the $4,000 from her ring in the dough. It was in the dough that was made last Friday. Still hasn't been found. Here's Dawn Monroe talking about losing the diamond.
I looked down at my hand and the center diamond is gone, banging the bowls and the pans. So we kind of went back to the kitchen and looked around. I was crying and all he could say is, you still have me. That made it all better. It's 36 years on this hand, but I would definitely make it worth your while bringing it back.
Could be a nice marketing play, like, hey, look out, everybody. There's a diamond in one of these cookies. Be careful.
Come buy a cookie.
You'd be like, if you worked at Quick Trip, be like, uh-oh, we lost a diamond in one of those taquitos. Be careful when you're eating them. How about this? A girl in California posted a video of her mom's important Zoom meeting because it got interrupted by her dog's slurping.
Okay. You're hearing my dog. Her dog bowls right next to So I have some good news, too. So as we go down below to Christine, your questions earlier about...
I don't know if you've ever been on a Zoom meeting, but anything out of the ordinary or anything entertaining at all is delightful.
Mm-hmm. Because they suck.
Gosh, they're Zoom the worst, meetings. Isn't it?
Well, I would rather do that than, go to an actual meeting.
Yeah. One last story here.
No, I messed up. Just go.
Yesterday, O.J. Simpson passed away, had cancer. We had no idea. 78, 76 years old?
Mm-hmm.
I forget how old he was. To me, O.J. Simpson is one of the first big popular culture stories I remember. October 3rd, 1995, the jury reached a verdict in the O.J. Simpson double murder trial. Here are those verdicts.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder, a felony upon Nicole Brown Simpson, a human being, as charged in count one of the information. We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder, a felony upon Ronald Lyle Goldman, a human being, as charged in count two of the information.
And then after that, that led to all kind of other ripple effects. The Bronco away.
I mean, you think he did that, right?
Yeah, I think he did. The Ford Bronco went away that was involved in the chase. Norm MacDonald was fired from Saturday Night Live. The Kardashians got very popular. Rob Kardashian was O.J. Simpson's, like, really good friend, right?
Remember in the L.A. riots, that guy Reginald Denny, they pulled him out of his truck and, like, almost killed him. I mean, it was wild. It was crazy.
Passed away after a battle with cancer yesterday.
It's 98.5 The Bull. Daniel, we got that jackpot up to $1,450 now at 710 with the Sound of Moolah.
98.5 The Bull weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
$1,450, that's your chance, and we're not that far away from it. At 7:10 this morning, this is 98.5 The Bull with Tig and Daniel. Hey, good morning, Daniel. The Sound of Moolah, that's at 7:10.
Oh, it's the Sound of Moolah, where we're trying to identify a secret sound, and if you get it right, you get all that money. But you could imagine if you had, like, a secret sound in your home. Not one that you put there, but you just started to hear. It would drive you crazy, wouldn't it?
Yes. Like, where is that sound coming from?
There's a device called the Annoying Cricket or something like that you can get off Amazon. And it's basically like the size of a business card. You could hide it in somebody's home and it'll chirp every 15 minutes. It would drive you crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there is a lady. This is from NewsOn6.com, Emery Bryan. There's a lady in Tulsa, and she started hearing some tones in her home. And she's like, what is that? And it starts to drive her crazy. So she has to look into what was causing these tones. She probably thought she was going insane. This again, NewsOn6.com, Emery Bryan.
For sure what it was.
Jennifer Carroll works from home, and she's not crazy.
I'm just typing away, and all of a sudden I start hearing this very electronic musical tones.
That led to a search.
My kids' rooms are up here.
She wasn't done searching when it stopped.
I'm back downstairs the next day, and I hear it again.
She couldn't tell if it was inside, outside, or from above.
Your natural inclination is not to think, oh, it's coming from the toilet.
I'm not a music major, but I could see it really does kind of sound like it's singing.
John Curry didn't think he was making music.
I didn't know that.
But he and his crew do that every day through acoustic testing on sewer lines. A speaker on one end plays scales, and the receiver on the other end can tell if a line is clogged or close to it. It can play through the pipes at 71st and Mingo.
This is a well-known area for a lot of grease.
And in quiet neighborhoods, the sewer pipes can carry a tune inside.
It was so faint, so you'd have to, like, stop and listen for it. Even the dog, you know, it caught the dog's attention.
A city worker on her street solved the mystery for Jennifer, but the process is bound to leave more people wondering. The crews are working in South Tulsa now, but will test every line in the city with this musical tool. In Tulsa, Emory Bryant, Oklahoma Zone, News On 6.
Wow. So,
aren't you glad I played that for you before you heard that in your own home, and then you would freak out real bad. You would think you were having...
I would think I was hallucinating.
Yeah, you would think you were something was bad wrong.
That's interesting that they're able to use sound to test whether the pipes are clogged. So I guess on one end, if they play a sound and they don't hear it on the other end, they know that's a clogged pipe.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool stuff. But man, if my toilet started singing... I'd jump out the window.
You wouldn't know what it was. You wouldn't assume it was coming from the toilet. You would probably think, well, that's a kid's toy or something like that, and you'd look for it, then it would stop and then not start again for 24 hours.
Good Lord.
Absolutely awful.
Well, I'm glad you told us that. I want you to play that again later because we need to tell everybody about that.
Yeah, we need to remind everybody. Save everybody's sanity.
Tyke and Daniel on 98.5 The Bull.
You know what's insane, Daniel?
What's
not
that?
Trading in with Jackie Cooper Nissan, man.
Yeah, you're right about that. You know, your car is always worth more at Jackie Cooper Nissan. You can go to JackieCooperNissanRightNow.com, put in your vehicle's details, and secure the largest amount for your vehicle. You don't have to drive it all the way down there. Maybe you're just curious.
Yeah, if you've got a curiosity about how much your car's worth, and they'll give you up to $1,500 more at JackieCooperNissan.com. And... I don't understand the economy and all that stuff. I see it, and I recognize words that I read. I don't know what they mean. However, I am curious how the interest rates are high, but Jackie Cooper Nissan can still get us in at 0%.
Right. I'm not a mathematician, but I know that zero, is as far as APRs go, is about as low as you can get.
Yeah, I would say you're about right.
And that's 0% on up to 72 months on their most popular models. Not like the weird models. These are the most popular models.
Mm-hmm.
Bloomin' deals popping up all over the lot again. You can see how much your car is worth at JackieCooperNissan.com. Just go ahead and secure the largest amount, Tug.
And with that 0%?
That's with approved credit. You got to see Jackie Cooper Nissan for details and restrictions.
Study 85 The Bull with Tyg and Dino. Sometimes during the commercials, I'll walk outside here, and downtown's very peaceful this time of morning before all the chaos starts, and you got the people running around and acting crazy and then the cars and stuff. But in your life, Daniel, you don't have kids. You live alone. Do you ever just wake up on a Saturday and go sit on that swing, or do you sleep until 1?
I am lucky. Like, I'm not one of you people that, even though I get up every weekday very early, I can sleep in pretty. I can sleep in till 10 on Saturdays. Easy.
Oh, my easy. God. You're missing out because one of the, like, it's so peaceful to jump on a porch or something like that and just sit down and just hear the birds and just, like, survey what's happening out there. And it's very quiet and peaceful.
It's quiet and peaceful over at my house all the time anyway. I don't. There's no need for me to sneak up early in the morning and go sit on the swing. It's quiet all the time.
No, but the chaos
is sometimes it gets a little... A little too quiet over there. Well, I don't like you getting out here walking around downtown here in the darkness before it gets daylight, because there are some crazies out there.
Oh,
still.
You're worried about my safety?
Yeah, because I think you're ding dong and you walk around. Listen, it'll be nighttime, and he's like, I was like, where were you? Like, oh, just out taking a little walk around the shelter. Like, whoa, don't do that.
But so. In my life, and I think other parents know what I'm talking about, unless you have, like, a baby, you know, your kids start to sleep a little bit later. And so that, like, hour or so before everybody in the house wakes up and you go sit on the porch and you hear the birds and everything's calm, there's not a lot of traffic, it's a great hour. You had a buddy come visit you once and you felt terrible about this, but he actually thanked you for this.
Well, you had tried to explain this to me, and nobody ever got through to me until... This dude did it. My buddy Larry from Alabama came up to visit me, and we hung out, and I slept in a little bit, and I woke up like an hour late, and I go to where he's on the like on the couch watching TV. I was like, oh, dude, I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to sleep in like that. He goes, no, listen, trust me. I enjoy having an hour to myself. I never get this.
Mm-hmm.
So to see the way he enjoyed and savored his hour alone mm-hmm. kind of really drove the point home. I guess I didn't realize that when you guys get married and have kids, there's always somebody at the house.
Oh, man. Yeah, you have like these roommates that are there the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad told me, he didn't hurt my feelings and he didn't mean it in a bad way. He said, Tig, when y'all were growing up, y'all went to bed at 8:30 or 9. And I could not wait for y'all to go to bed at 8:30 or 9 because then he had an hour to just chill and not be asked questions and just, you know, watch a movie or whatever he wanted to do. So
I know it's got to be a little stressful when even moms are like, somebody's got to come get these kids, get them to stop loving on me. They're all over me. They're touching
moms
me.
Moms get it bad, man.
I just want a minute to myself without being touched, hugged on, loved on. And that's bad when a mother is even like, hey, I've had a little too much love today.
Well, I hear a sentence in my house repeated over and over and over, and it's, you're in my space. You're in my, like
is that what people say like, to you over and over again?
I'm talking about when you have a kid.
Oh.
All they want to do is, you know, we still got a sweet kid. He's 8 years old, and so still, and I love that kid. I do all this stuff for that kid. However, it doesn't mean it's not hard, and every now and then you need a break.
Yeah, people say like having kids is the best thing that you'll ever do, the best thing ever. But even sometimes you're like, hey, man, I've had a little bit too much of the best thing ever today. Could you come get him?
That's right. It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig, and good morning to you, Daniel.
These grocery pickups, you guys do those, right? You and your wife do grocery pickup, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I used to think, oh, that's a terrible idea. What are you doing? Go to the grocery store.
You don't even have to pay for it.
I know. It's probably a really good idea, and I think I've been a little foolish in my thinking of it because, A, you're lucky to even live close enough to do a grocery pickup. A lot of my family down in Alabama, they don't live anywhere near a grocery store, so it's 20, 30 minutes to the grocery store, so hour-round trip. But the grocery pickup might also be saving you some money now that I think about it, too. Research shows that grocery shopping on an empty stomach will cost you an extra $26 per trip.
Oh, I believe that.
And that's on average. And on top of that, you're more likely to buy unhealthy foods. In other words, you go in there hungry, you ain't going to get extra broccoli. You're going to get Oreos and things like that. But you will save up to $26 by doing that grocery pickup.
And you're a job creator. Somebody's got to go get those. And the other thing that there's another layer to this. When you bring a kid to the grocery store, they also will coax you into getting something. Mm-hmm. And then grocery stores, they're not stupid. So what happens when you get to the conveyor belt. What's everywhere around the conveyor belt? Gum.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
All that stuff. So now you're like, all right, I guess I'll spend an extra $2.
The reason that I won't use grocery store pickup, I don't trust. I don't trust that whoever's doing my shopping is going to get the bread that's going to be one day longer than the other bread. You know what I'm saying? I'm worried they won't get the top quality.
You were worried about produce, too.
Produce, all that.
But we took calls from somebody that does that, and they say they actually do try to find us the best apples and stuff.
They say that, yeah, it's actually double-checked. The shopper picks it out, the manager or whatever looks at it.
And makes sure it's good.
You know, but that's how I'm a hypocrite a little bit. I can't be like, oh, I got to have the freshest produce, and then go eat McDonald's all the time. It's like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Like, I'm worried if an apple might have a mark on it.
Yeah, you are a hypocrite. It's like, I'm going to eat healthy, except go to McDonald's before I eat the apple.
In fact, I actually sometimes turn my nose up on those of you that do grocery store pickup.
Why?
It's not
like I'm rich. I mean, it doesn't cost anything.
It feels like a rich thing to do.
And the other thing, there's a couple of things I want to say about the grocery pickup. It saves kind of like what your normal buying habits are. And so, you know, I got an 8-year-old kid. So it's going to be milk. It's going to be cereal. And so you don't have to go through and click 100 items. It's kind of got it lined up for you. Do you want this week or not? And also, by the way, you can kind of save money because if you order, like, let's say, what are the sizes of milk containers? A quart?
I don't know, gallon, half gallon?
Okay, a half gallon. Let's say you order a half gallon.
Yeah.
And they're out of half gallons, they give you the gallon at the same price.
Oh, that is a good deal.
Yeah.
Well, now let me point out a little hypocrisy on your part.
Okay.
Why do you not like to go out to eat at restaurants?
I feel bad about these people bringing me food. And
oh, like, interesting. You feel bad about somebody walking the food to your table.
Yeah.
But you don't feel bad about getting on a nap and having them do your entire grocery shopping for a week.
Like, I don't need somebody to bring.
But you need them to pick it off the shelf for you?
All right. I get it. I'm a hypocrite.
Hypocrisy. Hypocrisy. I'm the same way. I don't know why I turned my nose up at the grocery store pickup. I'm like, oh, these snooty rich people. But then, like you said, it doesn't cost
it's
anything.
Free.
Also, knock it off with the giving the, you guys that are picking up your groceries the best parking places. I should get the best parking places. I'm going inside.
Yeah, that's true.
Why do y'all get the best stuff?
They designate the. Yeah, you're right. Why is it so?
Yeah, they'll clear out 10 handicap parking places to put it for you lazy people picking up your groceries at Walmart or whatever.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan. And the sound of moolah on 98.5 The Bull.
That sound tag right now is worth $1,450. Let me introduce you to Chris. He's a truck driver, he's seen the country, and he would love to take his wife out to eat and pay some bills if he were to win this money. Chris, how are you this morning?
Doing good.
Where do you have to drive to?
Well, I've been all over, all 48 states.
Oh, really? Have you ever driven to Hawaii? Yep.
No.
Why not?
That'd be kind of hard to do unless I got a submarine.
Yeah, I asked Chris what he was going to do this weekend. He said, I'm just going to stick around the house. And then he said he was a truck driver, so probably being around the house is probably almost like a vacation to you.
Yep.
What's it like inside of that truck there? Do you sometimes sleep in it?
Oh, yeah.
What's back there?
Two or three weeks at a time.
So you got that, like that foam mattress back there, a television, like a hot plate, a mannequin, all that?
Yeah, I got it's a sleeper. I got a microwave, a TV, and a inverter to run everything.
But no mannequin. You don't keep a mannequin back there, do you?
No.
Thank God, Chris.
No.
I had to let you go. You know, Tig sometimes, he has a mannequin at his house.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, you ever seen that show about Jeffrey Dahmer? On Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tig lays down with a mannequin sometime. Don't tell anybody.
I won't.
Okay.
It's safe with me.
Okay, we won't tell anybody. I like how Tig doesn't even defend himself. He just takes it.
It's so nonsensical. I'm not going to even engage with you
okay,
on that.
Tig, okay, Tig, we get it. You finger quotes don't have a mannequin in there. Okay, we got it.
All right.
Enough tomfoolery. Let's get down to business. Chris is here to win some money. Would you play that sound for Chris, please, Tig?
In 3, 2, 1... All right.
Chris, are you prepared to guess the sound of moolah for $1,450?
Yes.
Chris, what is your guess plays?
Is it a ping pong ball dropping in a coffee cup?
Is it a ping pong ball falling in a coffee cup?
Yes.
Chris, I'm so sorry. I was really pulling for you. I wanted you to be able to take your wife out, pay those bills, but that's not it. There is a little bit of a silver lining, though, Chris. We're going to add $50 to that jackpot that was at $1,450. What is it up to now?
It's up to $1,500.
$1,500. Can I get a ooh-wee? Can I get a ooh-wee?
Ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee. Can you imagine? That's a lot of money. Chris, God bless you. Have a great weekend. Tell your wife we said hey. And do us one last favor. Could you give us three numbers and an animal?
98 the Bull.
98.5 the Bull. He's right. It's Jelly Roll.
It's 98.5 The Bull. You got Tig, and good morning to you, Daniel. We're not that far away from tickets to Sugarland in Little Big Town, right? 7:40 with our bullfight. Is that right, Daniel?
That's right. Earlier this week, there's a comedian named Mike Birbiglia that came to Tulsa, our boss, America's boss. Bruce Law went and saw it and said that Mike Birbiglia does this bit about how his kid, his daughter, I think it is, has 8 kids, but somehow he ends up having to go to 300 birthday parties a year. And it made me realize, think birthday parties get a little out of control.
Oh, because, okay, he's got 8 kids.
No, no, no. His daughter has 8 friends.
Oh, 8 friends.
Yeah, I might have misspoke, but his daughter has 8 friends, but somehow he ends up going to 300 birthday parties a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all parents can relate to that these days. Birthday parties getting a little bit out of control. I went to, I drive home to Alabama for my nephew's birthday parties. And my sister goes all out. I mean, bounce house. Last one, she had a train that was rented. Train going around the party the whole time. All this food. I mean, a really big production. Like a major production. Like 80 people at this birthday party. I don't remember it being like that. I remember it would be a very small birthday party. Maybe about 12 people. And your parents wouldn't even stop the car. They would just slow down to a roll, and you had to dive out to go to it, and then they'd be back in 2 hours to pick you up. Now all you guys are attending these parties.
Yeah, I don't know what changed, but my parents, they would just leave you at the party, and then 2 hours they'd come get you. Now all the parents have to stay.
When did this change?
I don't know, but I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No.
Why should you not like it?
Well, you know, God bless everybody that my kid goes to school with and their parents. However, I don't know the parents. The kids know each other, but then I'm over there like, you know, I don't know what to say to them. I'm like, hey, did you have turkey on Thanksgiving? I don't know what to say to them. And it's kind of uncomfortable. And it takes up 2 hours of your Saturday. And, you know, my parents didn't care. One year for my birthday, they didn't throw a party. They gave me some New Orleans Saint pencils. And that was pretty it.
Good. You know, they had forgotten your birthday. They just got those out of the glove box. the car. You know things have changed when dad has to leave the house. Because growing up, my dad didn't, he didn't go to nobody's birthday party.
Yeah.
He didn't go to no shower. He didn't go to nothing like that. And now even the dads are all out in a circle, all standing there in the corner.
I did notice that because when I had my son, I kind of imagined what it would be like to go pick him up from school. And I figured it would be just me and 100% moms.
No.
I mean, there's like dads all over the place now. I mean, they're like super active now, which I guess is a good thing. But back in my day, that they didn't participate as much.
Back in the day, you'd be more likely to see a Bigfoot at a party than a dad. I don't even think my dad went to my birthday party. And now you guys are all stuck at these things.
Yeah.
You ever been to a very big birthday party and talked to an older person?
What do you mean? I.
In other words, went to my sister's party for my nephew, her son, and she throws this big elaborate party. A very old person in their 70s will walk up and go, well, back then all we just had was one cake and a balloon. Like, they don't like it. They don't like
the carry.
They want to tell you about how their birthday used to go.
Well, we had a buddy, I won't say who, but she had rented a bounce house and had to cancel the party because it was going to be windy that day. I mean, like, there's a lot that goes into this whole thing.
Well, please don't reveal the identity of that scandalous affair.
Well, it's personal, so.
Okay. Yeah, that's a big scandal. Somebody rented a bounce house, had to reschedule because of the wind. Ooh-wee, if that were to get out, career's over.
It's 98.5 The Bull. We're, 15 minutes away now from the bullfight for your Sugarland and Little Big Town tickets.
That's right.
Here with Ty Gadano. Good morning.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
It's Jordan Davis on 98.5 The Bull with Ty and Daniel.
How dare you speak
I'm sorry, Jordan Davis. I didn't mean to talk
over
you.
How dare you speak over the end of that song like that? Show some respect, please.
Anytime me and Daniel do something in public, I always make a joke and I say, and by the way, if you come up and say hey to Daniel, he'll buy your drinks that night. But tomorrow it's actually true in a way because Tim McGraw is going to be at the BOK. Mm-hmm. And you've got some cards that you give to people that will get them drinks, basically.
Yeah, if you stop by the table.
Before the Tim McGraw show right outside
the BOK. Yeah,
stop
by and we have a limited number. Now, we don't have unlimited numbers, but we have a limited number of $10 gift cards and we'll just hand you one.
And all you got to do is come up and say hey to Daniel.
Yeah.
And if you're, like, in the first few, after that, he'll just give you his credit card.
Yeah, if you're in the first 2 minutes, you will get a gift card. Other than that, I don't want to tell you.
You better get there quick. So Daniel's setting up shop tomorrow at the Tim McGraw Show.
We keep racking our brains on what's an entertaining thing to do out at the BOK Center when we're set up before that. I really don't know. I think people get there, and they are trying to get in there and get their seats and get settled in. They're so excited.
Mm-hmm.
Tig and I have been to so many concerts, we forget what a big event it is. Don't you sometimes forget?
Well, it's not a bad thing. It's just like we're kind of used to it. And, you know, I understand, like I went to the World Series, for example, and I would not have stopped at a radio station tent, no matter what, when I'm trying to get into the World Series.
I remember, you know? I take for granted that we get to go to all these shows. I remember my very first concert. I could not believe my luck. Me and my dad went and saw Reba McEntire together. Just two men watching Reba together. And our seats were like 300 level, and I was like, I cannot believe my luck. I'm here. And I forgot what a big, giant deal it is.
Yeah, and so people want to get in, but on your way in, if you've got a moment, come by and see Daniel at the BOK Center. He's got a tent outside that says 98.5 The Bull, and first drink on him, basically. Is that basically what we're going
for? Yeah, basically, yeah.
All right, so if you're heading that way, go see Daniel tomorrow outside the BOK Center. But in the meantime, Daniel, we got business to take care of.
Yeah, we remember how big it is to go see a show, so that's why we give away tickets every morning with the 98.5 The Bull Fight, this time in November. Little Big Town and Sugarland. You could be there, and you could be there for free. 918-879-9898. You'll play the 98.5 The Bull Fight. One thing I say about people that listen to country music, we don't just listen to just country. We listen a little bit of everything. So today's quiz is And Something Band Names. You'll fill in the names of these musical groups that are And Something.
Like Sonny and Cher.
Please don't give away my easy questions. Do like a hard one. Like if you were to say blank and the new power generation.
Have no clue.
Prince,
okay. All right, let's play this. Caller 9, caller number 10, looking for you. 918-879-9898, 918-879-9898. It's Tiger Daniel on 98.5 The Bull. 98.5 The Bull, it's our bullfight. Free tickets right now, Daniel. Who can we see?
You can see Sugarland along with Little Big Town at the BOK Center.
And we got two folks on the line that both serve the public.
Yeah, let me introduce you to Charles and Brandy. How are you guys today?
Good. Doing yourself? Good. It's Friday.
That's true. Charles, you say you are a deputy? Is that correct? I imagine if I can get some audio over here, Tiger. Charles, I bet I know what television show ruined your life back in the 80s.
Surprise me.
This show right here. You don't know, Ty?
You are correct.
Ty's looking very confused.
Oh, because his name's Charles.
Yeah. Okay. Charles in charge, and I just realized that guy's like the kid's nanny, and he says Charles in charge of our days and our nights. That's not good. All right, Charles, Deputy Charles, if you win these tickets, who are you going to take the show with you?
Take my girlfriend Miranda.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Charles is in charge of Miranda's days and nights. All right, Ty, don't be so weird, man. All right. Taking on Charles today is Brandy. How are you today, Brandy?
I am doing wonderful.
Now, here's what's crazy is Brandy's husband's name is Charles.
It is.
And he's asleep right now.
He is. He normally gets up at 3:30 in the morning, so ooh. Fridays he gets to sleep in.
Nice. Brandy works for a legal aid office. She helps people with low income get lawyers and things like that. So two public servers. And two people that would love to go see Sugarland in a little big town at the BOK Center. Here's today's bullfight, guys.
Say public servers.
Yeah.
Public servants?
Servants.
Okay.
Tig, I'm like Pat Sajak, and you're like Vanna White.
Thank you.
Stand over there and be quiet. Be beautiful, okay?
Okay.
I'll handle the talking, all right?
All right, thanks.
All right, guys, enough tomfoolery. Let's get down to business today. And Something Band Names, I'm going to give you the musical group. And you'll fill in the blanks. And all the musical groups are And Something. You guys got it?
Got it.
We'll start with you, Charles. Blank and Garfunkel.
Simon.
Simon and Garfunkel is correct.
Did you see that Paul Simon just sang at the White House for
the
Japanese Prime Minister?
I didn't see that.
Yeah. State dinner.
Oh, nice. Brandy. Blank and Cher.
Sunny.
That is correct. We're tied up. Charles, blank, and Oates.
Hall and Oates.
Hall and Oates is correct. Brandy, blank, and The Gang.
Cool.
Cool and the Gang is correct. Charles, Blank and the Blowfish.
Cody and the Blowfish.
Ooh, correct. Brandy, Huey Lewis and the Blank.
Huey Lewis and the News.
That is also correct. We are tied up 3-3. Two questions to go. Charles, Blank and the Sunshine Band.
Can you repeat it, please?
Blank and the Sunshine Band.
KC.
KC and the Sunshine Band is correct. Brandy.
Yeah.
Blank and the Supremes.
Diana Ross.
That is also correct. Oh, boy. We are tied up 4-4. Final question. Charles, Blank and the E Street Band.
The E Street Band?
Yep.
Hmm.
Tig, help him out.
Is that Bruce Springsteen?
Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. All right, Brandy, it all comes down to this. Get it right, and you win. Get it wrong, and you will be tied with Charles. We'll go to a tie-breaking situation. Final question for you, Brandy. Gladys Knight and the Blank.
Pips.
Pips is correct, and with that, Brandy has defeated Charles in the 98-5 the Bullfight. She got every single one correct. You know what that means?
Sorry, Charles.
Well, also, Brandy, you got them all right. That means I must now get down on one knee and ask for your hand in marriage. As you've just heard, Tig, she's apologized to her husband, Charles. I'm pretty sure she's about to say yes.
No, wrong Charles.
Yeah, I know. You married the wrong Charles. But now, Brandy, I must now ask for your hand in marriage. What's it going to be?
I love you, but no. I'm sorry. I'm happily married.
Yeah, but she said Charles is asleep right now. He don't gots to know.
Good grief, Tig. That's polygamy.
Well, yeah, I'm happily married.
Well, I hear you. All right, well, now you're next.
She actually had a good answer to that because some people say, nah, unfortunately, I'm married.
Yeah.
And like, what do you mean, unfortunately, you're married? She said she's happily married, which
That's
is
right.
a great
well, good
response.
Good for her. Good for Charles. Brandy, you've got a decision to make. Are you going to hold on to tickets or give them to Deputy Charles? Deputy Charles, why should Brandy give you these tickets, Deputy Charles?
She won fair and square. I hope she has a great time.
Well, you heard that impassioned speech. Brandy, what do you decide? Keep the tickets or give them to Deputy Charles?
I appreciate your service to our community, Charles, but I'm going to keep them. I love Sugarland. I'm a little bit down.
All right. Well, Charles, you are still qualified for the Sound of Moolah, which is now worth $1,500. Coming up in 20 minutes at 8:10. Thank you so much. Brandy, congratulations to you and other Charles. Could you guys do me one last favor and give me three numbers and an animal?
98.5 the Bull.
Good morning. It's 98.5 the Bull. You've joined us at a great time because we're only 12 minutes away from your chance to win $1,500. How about that? So a great time to join us on 98.5 the Bull. Even if you hate our guts, maybe $1,500 still worth it. Would you imagine, Daniel?
What would you do for real with $1,500?
I kind of screwed up here recently on our anniversary.
Well, what'd you do?
I didn't get her anything.
Did you receive a gift?
Yeah, I did. Cologne.
Yeah. I've never noticed you wear a cologne.
If I have it for free, I'll wear it.
Where do you wear it? I've never smelt you smelling good. I have smelt you not good, though.
Oh, really?
So, wait. So, your anniversary, you get presented with a... Is it wrapped?
No. But it was in a fancy cologne box.
In a gift bag?
She removed it from a bag and handed it to me. So, anyway, I feel like I need to make up
for that.
Well,
I don't like that, but also don't like the fact that you didn't even give a gift. What are you supposed to do when you're handed a gift at anniversary dinner and realize you haven't gotten a gift yourself?
I said to her immediately, as soon as I didn't know she was going to get me a gift. That's not typically, I don't know. Anyway, as soon as she pulled it out, I said, by the way, I didn't get you anything.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That is brutal.
But I was paying for like a expensive dinner at that point. Right? So anyway, what I would do is Mother's Day, I would load her up with $1,500 on Mother's
Why
Day.
Why wouldn't you just go in and get a gift now? Why do you have to wait till Mother's Day? Then you try to double gift, like, oh, this is for Mother's Day and anniversary.
I don't do anything outside of an important date, because then she'll get suspicious.
Oh, yeah.
Like, why in the world is he buying me?
Your wife's one lucky lady. what kind of cologne did you? I think all of Tulsa wants to know what Romantag wears when he's trying to seduce a lady.
What do you mean seduce a lady?
When you wear cologne, that's what it's for. But what is the name of the cologne?
Well, I know the brand. I don't know the name of the actual fragrance, but it's Polo.
Polo. Look at Ty. Go Polo boy. Nasty boy.
What?
It doesn't matter what you said. I was going to make it sound weird. But it's Polo?
Polo.
Mm.
Been around for a while. You know, like Ralph Lauren, I think, right?
Was it Ralph Lauren or Polo?
Isn't he the guy who owns Polo?
You're the one that wears these fancy fragrances, buddy. Well, I'd like to know what kind of cologne you wear.
You know what's funny, though, is that, I always enjoy, this is going to sound so weird, but anyway, when I smell somebody wearing cologne,
I won't judge you. I think
successful guy.
God, you're a freak.
But then I talk to people and they hate cologne. I mean, I remember when my child was like zero, I guess I was in a cologne stage, and I would bring the baby into the daycare. And then later on, after a couple of days, I got a note from the teacher that said that cologne bothers her and please stop wearing
it. Oh, no, that's bad. I think you can overdo it with cologne. I remember I used to work for my dad in Alabama, and I could tell when my dad woke up and started to head downstairs because he lived above the electrical office. I could tell that he had gotten up because I could just smell cologne, and I was like, this dude's about to show up downstairs. Apparently, he had a booth right beside his door, and before he walked downstairs, he hit a button. It was like a spray tan of cologne.
Oh, well, you know, but also smells. Have you ever been able to invoke a memory because of a smell?
Sure, yeah.
Like, I remember the way my dad smelled, and then I found that same scent. I won't wear it because I don't want to, like, ruin it because it reminds me of him.
Mm-hmm.
But it does. Alan Crone's with us from News on 6 upstairs, meteorologist. Do you wear cologne at all?
Occasionally, like, you know.
For what?
Well, you know, for TV.
Is there scratch and sniff news on 6?
Yeah, well, here's the that's the newest thing, right?
Here's the controversy. Tig had an anniversary. Was it last weekend?
Yeah, it was recently.
They go to dinner. They have dinner, and at the end of the dinner, his wife presents him with a gift of cologne.
Okay, that's very thoughtful, very kind.
He doesn't have a gift for her.
Yeah. Nice job. Well,
yeah.
What?
I got her nothing.
Nothing.
And I even said when she handed it to me, I said, I don't have anything. But I was paying for, like, this nice dinner, which that should count, right?
And he doesn't. Here's another back of the knife to his wife. He doesn't even know what the name of the cologne is.
Well, it's Polo brand. I don't know the specific.
So are you sporting the cologne today?
No.
Well, Tig, what's going on?
Look at me. I'm dressed like a guy who might go rob a bank later. I mean, like, I don't dress up for work.
Well, you would have a nice aroma with you, you know?
what kind of cologne do you wear?
Well, that's guarded information.
You don't know the name of your cologne either, do you? Do you guys not know what you're buying? You just put on anything that's handed to you?
No, listen. I have not bought cologne in like 30 or 40 years. I'm telling you the truth. Over the years, somebody will buy you like a gift of a cologne or whatever, and it's just like it makes the move with you. I've got cologne that traveled from Texas from 2006 that is still, you know,
it's still
there.
It's a liquid in it.
Same way. I don't see how people use up a whole bottle of cologne in less than a decade.
You wear deodorant?
I like do one spray every now and again.
Well, what's that? I'm sorry?
Does Alan Crone wear deodorant?
You wear deodorant?
Yes.
He took a second.
Do you use natural, like Tom's?
Let me ask you guys.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you sporting over there, Tiger?
I'm an Old Spice man.
Old Spice?
Yeah.
Yeah, really? What kind of Old Spice?
I don't know. They have some dumb names. They did get ridiculous with it.
If you go to, like, you know, Walmart or whatever, you look for Old Spice, there's like 50,000 different Old Spices now.
That's the problem. Like, and they have these weird names on them, and you don't know. Like, there's no correlation between the name and how they smell. It'll be like Avalanche.
Right.
I go, I don't know what that is.
Oh, what does an Avalanche smell like?
Yeah.
Well, Old Spice went particularly crazy because they're like Kraken. Like, that's an octopus. Kraken, and then they have like weird names. Yeah, like humiliation. And I don't know what that even smells
then
like.
Well, now wait a minute.
No, it's for real. It's like shame.
They do not have humiliation.
Clothes by shame.
Now, is that a gel or a solid? Because then you have that to go through, right?
I used to wear that Speed Stick Musk. I don't even know what Musk is, but it was it was the one in the brown top or whatever. Then they discontinue it.
Listen, back in the day, back in middle school, it was Polo. I mean, Polo was like all the
time. Polo was a deodorant?
No. The cologne. Back to the cologne thing. I mean, it was like every sixth grade kid, you could smell
when you were young, y'all just had to put spices or something under
your... Yeah, I thought you just rubbed your armpits with lavender and went on with your day.
That's right. Yes. Well, we did that as well.
Alan Crone's with us, Daniel. And close out with this story about a buddy, and this is a sad story, but Daniel had a buddy that was not attracting many ladies. And so he was desperate.
Okay.
He was my roommate in college.
Yeah.
And he wanted so badly to have a girlfriend.
Okay.
The guy gets in the back of one of those magazines and orders these pheromones that you can put into your cologne.
Right.
And put those into his cologne. Doesn't work.
Doesn't work. Huh?
This dude, I think, accidentally ordered Lady Repellent because the poor guy.
Lady Repellent.
If you do have a lady, you do meet a lady or whatever, then you get to know her, and then she comes over to your house and she sees that you've put pheromones in your cologne, I think she's going to leave again.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Got to keep that secret. Alan Crane, are you going to hang out with the Sound of Moolah?
Sure, yeah. And then I'm going to tell you guys something that we're doing at 9:30 that upstairs that you might be interested in.
Okay, I would love to hear about that.
Okay, we'll do it.
We're 4 minutes away from the Sound of Moolah with Alan Crone from News on 6. Hang tight.
On 98.5, The Bull.
All right. We've got a sound right now. It's worth $1,500. Kelly from Broken Arrow is on the phone. Kelly, you would love to win all this money, wouldn't you?
I would.
One dream has come true for Kelly. She's gotten to speak with Alan Crone from News on 6 on the phone this morning. What was that like?
It was wonderful.
Oh, Kelly, bless your heart.
A day you'll never forget.
Oh, bless your heart, Kelly.
Alan Crone from News on 6.
What's your phone number, Alan?
My phone number? It is 918. What is it?
879-9898.
That's exactly what it is. How about that? It's the same as the studio phone.
Kelly, would you like to hear that sound one more time?
I would.
All right. Ty, please administer the sound.
In 3, 2, 1. One more time.
What is that? All right, Kelly, are you prepared to guess the sound of moolah for $1,500?
Come on, Kelly.
I am.
You can do it, Kelly.
What is your guess, please?
I think it is an empty aluminum bottle being lightly dropped or tipped over on a hard surface.
Well, you've got to go with one or the other. You think it's dropped?
Lightly dropped.
Is it, Tig? An aluminum bottle being lightly dropped. Sorry, Kelly, it is not.
Oh, Kelly.
I feel like that was too much suspense.
Oh, my goodness.
A little too much.
That was a little too much.
You know, I thought, it might be coming here, you know?
I wish I could take back a little of that suspense. Well, Kelly, that's the bad news. There is a silver lining, though, and that is that we add $50 to the jackpot.
Wow.
And now the new total is going to be $1,550.
She's Kelly. Speechless. Yeah.
I know, speechless. What are you going to do the rest of the weekend now that you've met your dream come true, you've met Alan Crone, you've played the Sound of Moolah? What will you do the rest of your weekend?
I'm going to dream about talking to Alan Crone and cry that I didn't win the money. I'm
going to dream about Alan Crone and weep. That's what we all do.
Well, who doesn't dream about Alan Crone?
And then cry.
That's a nightmare.
Wake up in tears, yeah.
That's a nightmare, Kelly.
All right, Kelly. Well, thank you for playing. Do me one last favor. Give me three numbers and an animal.
985 The Bull.
Last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember it.
98.5 The Bull with Ty again. Good morning to you, Daniel. Alan Crone is sitting by your right side here in the studio, too, from News on 6.
Alan Crone at Rushdown here.
Yeah.
because he saw yesterday, and that boy, just taking the whole nation by storm. Tig might be this morning the most famous person on TikTok. We've been talking about this. We posted a video on TikTok of Tig trying to take a photograph in the company photo booth for the company directory. And I'd warned Tig, like, this is a very hard device to take a good photo with. The lighting's very, it's right in your face. The position's weird. Tig goes to get his picture taken and had a difficult time, to say the least.
And you documented this whole
Put it up episode on TikTok, on the Bull Tulsa, and it's gone viral. Mm-hmm. You're the most famous person in America right now, really.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're right up there with Oprah.
And Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very famous. Here is a clip of me trying to help Tig get his picture made there in the booth. Alan Crone eventually showed up. Here it is. This is from the Bull Tulsa on TikTok. Here.
Nothing you can do is going to be a good picture. All right, get ready here. Here's how he looks.
I got to come down. Right, like, I don't have that shin thing.
All right, so give it a smile. It's a video. Go.
Okay, I'm going. Shut up.
All right, he's ready. You think it's going to look good?
Daniel's reaction to the picture.
The worst picture
ever.
Second attempt.
All right. One last time.
Dude, that's like...
I told you.
It makes you look like you're sick.
Hurry up. Ready?
All right.
Okay, so you look like...
Second reaction.
Dyke's got to make...
It's gone so viral now that you came down to say that what's going to happen now at 9:30 at News on 6?
Yeah, we're gonna play it on the big TV upstairs.
Look, it's making national headlines, buddy.
It's like,
buddy.
Wow, it's like big time.
Yeah, I never thought I'd be on CBS.
Yeah. Well, you know, Channel 6.
CBS. Channel 6.
Right, yeah. So I think it's around 9:30. I'm not exactly sure, but, you know, you could... Flip on the if you haven't seen it, you know, if you're just interested in it and you haven't gone to the TikTok thing.
I don't know if you've, I mean, Alan, you're on television every day.
Yeah.
But when I first got into radio, nobody told me that one day I would have to be filmed or anything like that.
Well, of course.
And now it's TikTok different. Came along and all that. Now we have to be on camera.
Sure.
And it makes me fairly uncomfortable. And then everybody could, I think everybody listening has something about them they don't like to see when they take a picture.
Right.
And so I tell Daniel, as my friend, I said, please don't video this thing. And then eventually I relented and I said, all right, you could. And then Alan Crone gets out his camera and I get like double trouble.
Yeah. And, Alan posted, recorded a video, sent it to me. I put that on the Tig Daniel Facebook page. So, buddy, you're going viral. I just wonder what you're going to do with this new fame.
I just hope they pay me. Like, don't you get a bunch of money if you get viral?
Residuals?
Well, me and Alan will get a lot of money since we shot the videos. You will get nothing.
Oh, because you own the copyright.
I don't know. No, I don't think so. I think, you know, he's like the content king here. He's going to get some mailbox money out of this.
The program director saw how great the video or the TikTok was.
Uh-huh.
So if you now go to the Bull Tulsa on TikTok and comment, it's got to be a compliment, though, to Tig. We have to beg people to give him compliments.
Well, yeah, I understand.
If you compliment Tig, you'll be entered to win tickets to see Corey Kent at Kane's Ballroom in June.
Wow. Just because of the video thing here?
Just that you have to say something nice about
it. Oh, cool.
Basically, the only compliment I saw is that I have decent teeth.
But that's a compliment in itself, right?
Yeah.
You can't take that for granted.
I appreciate that.
Look at me. I have horrible teeth. You can't take that for granted.
I don't. But I don't have your good face.
Good faith or good face?
Face.
Oh, okay. Is it, what?
Alan Crone's got a good TV face.
I don't have a good face. I don't have a good face. No, I don't.
Okay. I'm not going to sit here and like.
No, I don't know
what's going on in here. Y'all just over here complimenting each other today? Good God.
But anyway, so in a gist, if you go to the Bull Tulsa on TikTok,
mm-hmm.
put a positive comment about my horrible picture.
Okay.
You're entered
to win the Corey Kent tickets. And then later on. That TikTok will be shown on News on 6.
Yeah, part of it. Yeah, see, you know how TV works. Sometimes they'll edit stuff and take whatever. But I haven't seen what they're going to do up there, but I heard through the grapevine that it's like 9:30-ish. You're going to play the Tig and Daniel video.
Yeah. So look at you on CBS this morning.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll come right out of the story about O.J. Simpson into Tig's awful picture. Right where he belongs.
Okay. Both equally hated.
Oh, my goodness.
Good morning, Gus.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
The other day, Daniel and I attended the Severe Weather Expo, and News on 6 was there, and all the storm chasers, and you had all the meteorologists there. Alan Crone, you were there to meet folks who watch, and
yeah.
Travis was next to you and all that. Mm-hmm. And me and Daniel were there, and nobody really cared.
That is not true. You know how many people came by and said, "Man, I love listening to Tiger Daniel."
Oh, okay.
They
nobody goes by the Weather Expo table and goes and mentions Tiger Daniel.
Yes, they do. They I promise you, because they, you know, I come down here every once in a while. You guys are gracious enough to let me, you know, be on the radio with you. And many people said, I really enjoy you guys, you know, every time when you get together a little bit on the radio. And I said, well, go around the corner and tell Tiger Daniel.
Who's like the head coach. He says, you know, we want to, because that'll be fun for them and they'll stay with the sport. So it's not just about like getting a trophy at the end. It's like you don't want to get destroyed 30-0 every game.
No, you still want to learn how to play
and win the game.
And you want to play correctly.
Yeah.
And that takes correction sometimes. In fact, it will take correction. You're going to have to correct your little leaguers. There's no doubt about it. But it's on how you do that. Uh-huh.
And then I tell him about all the games. He won't come to them. Like, he's his goddad.
That's going to make the big difference.
Well, Daniel, you know, when my son was born, I made him his goddad.
Well, that's not true.
I am his godfather, yes.
Yeah, but I know that you are, but you will go to his games occasionally, right?
No. I don't like professional sports.
Really?
So to see a bunch of 8-year-olds running around, I don't like it.
You go to Panera every day, but you're not going to go to Lily?
Here's the thing. I'm going to handle the arts. Like, I'm going to take him to plays.
I have no problem with that.
Music.
I'm a huge arts guy, too.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So Tig will handle the sports. I will handle the arts.
Okay.
For example, you just told us your son is playing at Lowdown tomorrow. The jazz place.
Right.
He plays. I didn't even know he was a musician.
He is a musician.
Now, what's the name of his band?
I don't even think this is a band. I think it's just a group of people that are playing, and he's just going to play.
Right.
Yeah, tomorrow night. Yeah.
At Lowdown, the jazz club underneath Duet Restaurant, I believe.
Yeah.
So I will take Mac to things like that. You'll take him to the brutality of sporting events.
The brutality of baseball?
You'll take him to the Coliseum to see people's heads get ripped off. I will take him to the arts. Let him hear. What does your son play?
He plays the drum set.
There you go.
Yeah, he's a drummer. Yeah.
So you see what I'm saying? I think it'll be a nice mix, right?
Yeah, you're right. That's a good point to make, because I've never taken my son to a play that I remember, but Daniel's taken him to several things like that.
Yeah, I'll take him to a musical. I took him to Aladdin when it came to T-Pac.
That's right.
So I'll kind of do those kind of things, and you handle the sports part of it. Okay. I just can't bear to sit out there. It's just so bad. It's an hour and 15 minutes. Even the kids sometimes go up and tug on the coach's shirts, and they're like, hey, when's this going to be over with? I got some DuckTales to watch back home.
And I will say, Alan, that another thing I've noticed about as your kids get into a higher and higher league, T-ball is like all fun and, you know, it's cute and, you know, they're running to the third base instead of first and all that.
Uh-huh.
But now they have umpires out there that take it very seriously.
Well, that's true.
They're like, hooray!
Yeah. You know what I've noticed? I've been to a couple of little league games recently. Is that some of the parents and teams have taken it up a notch. They have like walk up music for their for their kids.
Hey, do something to make it entertaining.
He would turn my son's team into the Savannah Bananas if he could. Yeah. He also wants the games to be only 15 minutes long.
I would change Little League Baseball if I were the commissioner.
Right,
there would be walk up music.
Okay, well there is in some leagues, yeah.
Other things, every 10th or 15th ball would be what I call the goober.
Okay.
And you hit it, it explodes like powder. And that's called the goober. And you never know when the goober's coming. Okay. I would have them out there doing line dancing.
Really?
Well, they would point the bat like Babe Ruth.
Okay.
I would get very beautiful, attractive umpires.
Okay.
No offense to y'all's umpire.
Right.
That's like a 100-year-old man out there.
Yeah.
What's he doing out there, Tig? Don't you feel bad for him?
No, he's enjoying his life.
Yeah, so hunched over, having to brush it off with that silly brush.
Okay, so maybe you should stick to the arts.
What were you looking at?
He's in different bands, my son. This Saturday, he's playing with the OSU Jazz Orchestra. So he's Oklahoma State University guy. Mm-hmm. He plays in the Jazz Orchestra. So the Jazz Orchestra is at Lowdown. So, and that's an all ages show. Sometimes Lowdown,
that's perfect. Tig, I need to take your son. I bet he would love to go see. What's the name of that thing again?
OSU Jazz Orchestra featuring Terrell Stafford, all ages show.
Your son's name is Terrell Stafford?
No, featuring Terrell Stafford.
What's your son's name?
Cade.
Cade Stafford.
No. Cade Crone.
Oh, that's like a superhero name. But I even think, Tig, you would love to see that.
No, I love
you love
to music.
Like horns and jazz. You got to take your son to
brass.
See that.
I love brass.
It doesn't have to be just sports, okay?
Okay. Tig? All right. Well, there you go. Well, Alan Crone, thanks for the insight. I think that language works for all sports. There's basketball, there's football, and, you know, you just can't tell the kids they stink at something when they're actually giving their best effort.
They're trying.
You know?
They're trying hard.
It's good stuff, man.
I like Daniel. He's trying hard.
That's right.
Hey. How nice Alan. You know, Daniel says Alan's not nice. I find him to be delightful.
Daniel has said that before?
He threw coffee on me once.
That is not true.
It's 98.5 The Bull. All right, Daniel, so we're not that far away from our Sound of Moolah. We got a jackpot that's growing and growing and growing. If you're unfamiliar with the Sound of Moolah, every morning we play a sound, and if you guess the sound, you win the money and the jackpot. And Dana, what is the total up to right now?
It's up to $1,550. I asked, Alan Crone was just in here, and I said, Alan, if you want to know what that sound is, I'll tell you. He said, no, I don't want to know. I think people enjoy the intrigue and the trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
You'd be tempted to want to know what happens. But sometimes it's fun. Sometimes it's fun to wonder.
And we're not that far away from our next chance, Daniel. 9:10 this morning. And if we don't get it here, we add another $50 to the jackpot. How about that?
Let me just say, I'm looking up at News on 6 right now. You can probably see this story eventually at newson6.com. It's Tess Monty out there fooling around with rattlesnakes. Knock it off, Tess. She's worrying me to... what is going on up there?
Tess Monty, she loves outdoors.
I know, but then...
And she's very kind to us. She's always been very nice to us. But we're concerned about her because she goes out and puts her hand inside a catfish.
She noodles and lets catfishes bite her. And now she's fiddling with snakes. You don't fiddle with snakes, buddy. She's a fiddler. You don't fiddle with snakes. We had Reagan Ledbetter in yesterday to talk about he and Craig Day going to
Kosovo.
Kosovo. You can see those stories at newson6.com. Then he reveals that he doesn't know how to swim. So you got Tess fiddling with snakes. Reagan doesn't know how to swim.
Yeah, like, I'm uncomfortable even watching that because...
I know. And like, she's picked up a snake and put it into a bucket.
And it was a poisonous snake, wasn't it?
What's the number one rule about snakes, Tig?
Don't fiddle with them.
Don't fiddle with them. You do not fiddle with snakes.
I like it when I'm walking in the woods with, like, a real guy, you know, like a guy who knows what's going on, and I'll come across a snake with him, and I'll be like, ah! And he's like, that ain't nothing but a grass snake. I go, every snake's a cobra. Every single snake is a cobra. That's all there is
to it. I was walking through the woods with my brother-in-law, Russ, and he's like a real man, and he saw a snake slither out, and it scared me a little bit, and then he riddled it with bullets. There was no identification. Just he must have shot it 30 times. He had a pistol on him. You know what he doesn't do?
Yeah.
He don't fiddle with it.
You don't fiddle with that snake.
You don't fiddle with snakes,
Tess.
Well,
you can see Tess Monty fiddling with those snakes at newson6.com. I'm scared even watching that stuff.
I don't like it at all, man.
newson6.com. Good morning, guys.
98.5 The Bull Weather, provided by Community Care, your locally owned health plan.
It's 98.5 The Bull with Tig, and good morning. Dana was walking in the studio right now. I don't know. Dana, go take a microphone, please. You know, if you work at like a factory, Daniel, you don't get to leave your station.
First of all, you don't start a break without me in this room, boy.
Well, you don't get to leave your station.
I don't have a station.
Like if you're a cashier at Reese's.
All of Tulsa is my
station. You don't
get
to just walk off and come back, and that's what you did.
You don't ever start another break without me again, all right? You hear, boy? You hear me, boy?
Just tell me what the jackpot is and shut up.
Let me restart my computer.
Well, you're on point today, man. Walking out of the studio, your computer's off.
It's not off. It's just locked.
Well, we've got to have a jackpot total because in 10 minutes, we play the Sound of Moolah again.
It is $1,550. Now, that would be a heck of a way to end your Friday, end your work week, heading to Saturday with $1,550.
Would you like to hear the sound again?
Yes, please.
Here it is in 3, 2, 1, worth all that money. One more time. There we are.
What's that sound?
We'll find out. Hopefully at 9:10, somebody will guess the right answer. So we're only like 10 minutes away from that. Hang tight, and we'll see if we can find out that sound. If we don't get it, we add money, and we start Monday again on 98.5 The Bull.
With Tig and Daniel and the sound of moolah on 98.5 The Bull.
Tig, I'd like you to meet Irma. She is a, you say, letter carrier. Is that correct? Can we know, is it no longer polite to say mailman or mailwoman? You must say letter carrier now?
Yeah, we go with letter carrier.
So you like to be called letter carrier.
I got a British neighbor.
Yeah?
And I watched her house for like a week, and she's like, and by the way, can you go into the, not mailbox, said letterbox.
Letterbox.
We also call it a letterbox.
I like that. Irma, you ever been having a long day and you're like, oh, man, I want to knock off, and just threw a sack of that mail into the Arkansas River?
Oh, yeah, there you go. That works for real well sometimes.
You've done
just, until they look up those addresses they find.
Oh, that's boy, why you throw them in the river and they get water on them.
They find out it's her route,
mm-hmm.
and then she's in trouble.
Oh, I didn't consider that. Yeah. All right. Have you ever delivered mail to Tig's house, Irma?
No.
Tig says he
I do deliver to I do deliver to Gimpy.
That's from KMOD.
Yes, that's from KMOD.
Forget about him. Nobody cares about Gimpy. We're talking about Tig over here. I was curious if Tig ever had.
What kind of mail does that guy get?
She can't say that.
Oh.
That was Tig, please. Does Tig ever have the Adam and Eve catalog delivered to his house?
Yes, he does.
I knew it, Tig. I knew it. Oh, dirty birds. Back at it again.
No, I have those FedExed.
Okay. Certified mail.
Yeah.
Irma, enough tomfoolery. Let's get down to business. Would you like to hear the sound one last time?
Yes, please.
In 3, 2, 1.
Again? All right, Irma, the pressure is on you. You are our final guesser for this week's Sound of Moolah. Are you prepared to guess?
Yes, I am.
Irma, what is your guess? Play.
Is it one of the night deposit boxes at a bank?
Is it the night deposit at a bank? I'm so sorry, Irma. That is not it. But there is a silver lining, as usual. We add $50 to that $1,550 jackpot. What is the new total, Irma?
We're going to go to $1,600.
$1,600. You can dream about the sound of moolah all weekend long. You know what, Irma? Some people have tried putting it through AI. Some people have gotten a blind person to listen to it, because they probably have hearing that's much better than ours, honed in more, and nobody has been able to identify the sound of moolah. Your thoughts?
I'm confused.
Everybody's confused about this sound. This is a tough sound.
That's it.
Didn't I tell you at the beginning of this, Tig, I said, I think I found the perfect sound.
And I think you may have. And it's something, and I'm not giving away hints here.
Don't give away any hints, Tig. You'll mess up.
I'm just saying, you didn't go to like a mountaintop and try to like do some weird thing with a coconut. Well, I mean, this is stuff you just run across.
Keep in mind that the last sound that got up to $3,000 was simply shaving cream. That it was shaving cream. Mm-hmm. So these are not sounds intended to trick. I predicted this on the last sound. I said, whenever you figure out what it is, we'll all like slap our foreheads and go, ugh, how did I not get that?
Should have gotten that.
I feel like this is a forehead slapper.
Well, Irma, good luck out there on the streets today, and thank you for delivering all our mail. And you're still eligible to win some big money. We're back at Monday at $1,600.
One last favor. Give us three numbers and an animal.
How about a 98.5 The Bull?